This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Junior Brown and the Surf Medley. Steel guitar.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You know, when I was 18, you could go down and hear Junior Brown at the Continental Club for $2. Now, of course, he's a big hit in Nashville. He's one of those guys that's a 30-year overnight success. Listen to that. He plays surf medley better than anybody. Ben Garrison's our guest. I got pretty wound up today on air, and everybody knows that Ben behind the scenes. That's not an act with me. I've studied history, so I know real authoritarianism when I see it. And I see the globalists that run our country, allied with communist China. They're totally ruthless. And all of you that are siding with Hollywood, mainstream media, I don't even hate you. I hate the controllers. I'm frustrated that I'm not smart enough, that's it, to save you. And I don't mean that as some goody two-shoes thing, you know, some savior complex. I mean, I need to save you to get my family out of this. See, I think of you as myself because I know we're all interconnected. And Ben Garrison, top editorial cartoonist in the world. And it really is true. You know, you don't want to say that till you realize it. He's here with us. And we're taking some phone calls. Paul Watson's about to take over. We're going to go to Pennsylvania. We're going to talk to Holly, who's been holding very patiently about the omnibus. As Garrison said, he's right. It's not a budget. That's for the year. It's one of 12 bills a year when they combine them for spending. Everybody got on my ass. I love the audience. It's so informed. I said, it's just, Holly, you're on the air with Ben Garrison. Go ahead.
Hi, Ben. Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. But real quick, how about bumper sticker that says gun-free zones are where the shootings happen.
Well, that's totally true. I mean, there are some good public schools in this country with some good people at them, but if they're blue city areas, the police always stand down. Why would you send your child to the only place they statistically might get killed by a lunatic because the media advertises that's where a lunatic goes? Ben Garrison.
Yeah, isn't that the case? You know, I've noticed another thing you mentioned about Hollywood is that you watch these movies and you see them. If somebody brings out a gun, oh, do you have a permit for that? And I always think the perfect line is, yes, my permit is the Second Amendment. There's nothing. They demonize these guns. And boy, you watch Bill Maher. I watch him every week because I like to see what the enemies are doing. He's really pushing this idea that gun ownership should be a privilege. Now, if they ever do that, where they make gun ownership a privilege, you might as well kiss your guns goodbye, because they'll make the permit process and the testing so elaborate and impossible, the fees, the fines.
It'll be like New York City, where only basically the mafia and the ends of a few thousand have it. Well, exactly. I watched Bill Maher 2 weeks ago when I was in Colorado, just happened to catch it. He's like, it's time to repeal the Second Amendment. Well, that's what the Supreme Court justice came out and said. I mean, don't they get that we've been warning people forever and they were denying that, Ben?
They keep pushing gradually, but now they seem to be going all out, which is actually in a way is good, because that's all that's going to do is tighten our grip on our weapons are going to tighten the more they come out and say that. And so it's going to be, okay, well, let's get it on then. Come and try to take them. See what happens.
All right, Ben Garrison, we salute you. We appreciate you. People can go to grrgraphics.com. You're busy. I'm busy. We talked a year ago. I sold some of your books. I've got a whole plan to fund our operation in yours with limited edition prints. They're valuable to the audience. They become collectors. We need, you and I both are so busy, believe me. We need to get together. We need to launch a plan. And it's non-exclusive. You can do wherever, sell whatever you want anywhere else. I want to do a deal with you with your best prints so people can hang these in their shops, their businesses, their churches. It's absolutely amazing. So let's get on the phone today or tomorrow. Let's just have it happen, because I don't do it and a year goes by. And let's do that, because we've all got to come together. The audience wants to support the economy of freedom, support free speech, and you're one of our leading voices. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Alex, can I make a quick shout out to my friend Corey Simpson in Seattle? He's your biggest fan, and he buys all your stuff. And he's really devoted to you. So I just had to mention his name.
Absolutely. God bless him. All right, I'll introduce Paul Watson. More calls straight ahead. Stay with us.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time. Run on.
We're back live. Paul Watson's riding a shotgun. I'm getting out of here in a segment. We're taking calls with Paul. He's got a big guest coming up. Don't forget, BrainForce Plus is 50% off our best-selling product and free shipping. You can also get the Real Red Pill. It's got free shipping. Now, they're both 50% off, but you got to get them together to get the free shipping. You can get Red Pill, Real Red Pill. It's 50% off. You can get Brain Force 50% off. But get them together, free shipping. They go together. It takes about 7 days for the Red Pill to kick in. It takes about 30 minutes for Brain Force to kick in. But that is a huge discount. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. And you absolutely, by buying the products with us, have changed the whole game. They're panicking. They don't know what to do. InfoWarsStore.com. Paul, tell us what you got coming up today, my friend.
We've got Roaming Millennial coming up at the bottom of the hour, Alex. But before I get into that, I want to talk about this Second Amendment issue because, you know, they got new polls out today which show that the lead that Democrats had for the House going into the midterms, it was 15 points back in October. Everybody's been saying for months the Republicans are going to get an absolute shellacking. They're going to lose the House. Now, the polls say that lead is down to 5 points, almost within the margin of error. And typically in the past, if Democrats are slightly ahead in the polls, they've lost the House. So they have to be way ahead to win it. That's all, Alex, taken place over the last couple of months or so, especially in the last month. And I think it's related to this Second Amendment issue. Okay, the March for Our Lives, as we know, was basically a recruitment voter drive for Democrats. You know, less than 10% of the attendees were kids. They're doing it to recruit voters. They don't care about gun violence. I mean, it would be naive to think that they do. It's all about power, okay? So that's why they're doing it. But again, this Second Amendment issue is so toxic. They're not going to get significant gun control through this year. Maybe they'll get it next year if they get the House, but they're not going to get it this year. What single issue, Alex, would get Republicans out to vote in the midterms above all others? What fear would get them out to vote? Well, it would be the confiscation of their firearms. This is backfiring. It's backfiring big time, especially now that we see the true face of it with this call. You know, you saw the protest signs on Saturday. Ban all guns. We're going to take them from your cold, dead hands. You got the New York Times editorial today, op-ed, repeal the Second Amendment. This is going to backfire. This is working in our favor because it might get Republicans out to vote. It might give them an issue, a point on which to vote, which they don't have right now. This is going to backfire, and the polls suggest that it already is. So far from being worried about this, we should be supporting the Parkland students. We should be encouraging them to continue getting up on national media platforms, calling for all guns to be banned, doing it in the kind of vulgar language that we've seen from David Hogg recently, because it's not good PR. It's blowing up in their faces, and the polls are beginning to show that. Trump's approval's up again as well, by the way, on a CNN poll. So I think we really need to support the Parkland students. We need to amplify those who are calling for a repeal of the Second Amendment, because tactically it's going to work in our favor.
Paul, I know Gallup. I know the other major polls generally sample 9 to 15 points more Democrat. They claim there's more Democrats. That's not really true. And we saw that during the presidential campaign, and they admitted that it was fake and that Trump was actually generally about 5, 10 points ahead. The problem is I'm looking at their actions and the way they're behaving. They know short term this is going to hurt them. I think they're winding up jihadi attacks. I think they know about other mental patients that are going to attack. Broward cowards stood down. We believe the attack happened, but they stood down. And I think just like Vegas was tied to jihadis, that's now been confirmed. And we now have the Pulse nightclub father and son reportedly being FBI informants. We first broke that back when it happened. I think they've got some crazies they're watching that they know are getting ready to do something big that they're going to let attack. And they've set this precedent saying never again, not one more. I agree the Stormy Daniels thing about consensual sex 11 years ago and him treating her great and then talking about not wearing a condom is so humiliating. How could you not feel sorry for the president who never claimed he was a goody two-shoes? It's like breaking into somebody's bedroom. It's pure harassment. It's stalking. So, yeah, that's got him even in CNN polls that sample 20-something percent more Democrat. It's got him up, you know, 5, 6, 7 points. Same thing with Gallup. Same thing with Mason Dixon. Same thing with, you know, all of these. I'm just saying, I don't think we can be too confident, though, because Soros has successfully overthrown dozens of countries, including Ukraine 4 years ago, and they've got a plan. I agree they're arrogant. Why would you have Tar go on, you know, and say, we're going to give us an inch, we'll take you a mile? Why would you have the former Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens say, repeal the Second Amendment, mass gun confiscation? Why would you have Democrats say, we don't care, don't turn your guns in, we'll kill you? I'm going to ask you that question in a moment and let you take over with all the great job you're doing. Paul Watson at Prison Planet on Twitter, one of the hottest Twitter accounts out there, despite the censorship. But let's go to Tar admitting Saturday their game plan.
There are so very many things, so many steps to take. Like right now, sign our petition. It takes 2 seconds, and it matters. We will take the big, and we will take the small, but we will keep fighting. When they give us that inch, that bump stock ban, we will take a mile. We are not here for breadcrumbs. We are here for real change.
But, again, she's up there. The very same group that funded Madonna to be there a year before the Women's March is funding this. Total AstroTurf. They tried to ban us from criticizing them a month ago, saying they were AstroTurf. Now it's all admitted, private jets, money, everything, Paul. What is their ace in the hole? Or are they just crazy and think they can finally announce we're coming to take your guns? What type of strategy is that? Because Bill Maher said ban them 2 weeks ago. The New York Times said it. CNN. They're now, as a talking point, saying, fine, we're taking everything. Do they think psychologically we'll go, okay, just take the semi-autos? Do they, because we get the formula worldwide from where you live to Australia was to first ban the semi-autos, then ban people up to 21, you know, and then register. I mean, we know the formula, Paul.
Well, I've seen other activists, prominent people within this March for Our Lives movement, saying to these others who are saying, yeah, let's just take all the guns. We'll take it from your cold, dead hands. We saw the protest signs as well, saying basically we're going to do it violently. They're saying, no, no, what are you doing? Stop saying that. Stop admitting that this is the true agenda, because that's going to cause a massive resentment, a massive revolt amongst Republicans, and they'll go out and vote in these midterms. These polls, they've gone from 15 points Democrats in front. Everyone's pessimistic. It was a lost cause. Now it's down to a 5-point lead. It's almost within the margin of error. And it's happened while this gun control narrative has built up. So you've got people within that movement saying, what on earth are you doing? Saying we're going to take all the guns.
Exactly.
If you give us an inch, we'll take a mile. What are you doing? So I think it's a massive strategic error. Also, the other factor that I've pointed to is never in this discussion of, oh, we're going to confiscate all the guns, we're going to repeal the Second Amendment, is the question of, what consequences are you going to see if you take 300 million guns from roughly 70 million American gun owners? Even if, Alex, 1% of those people resisted, and the media is going to be all like, oh, you're calling for civil war. No, we're asking, what will the potential consequences be if you have police or whoever, military, confiscating millions and millions of guns from people who don't want to give them up? That question is never asked. It's never part of this narrative. So that's another issue. But I think it's a massive strategic error on their part. We've seen the true at the teeth of this movement.
No, I totally agree. So then why is Trump paying it lip service and finally starting to go sideways here?
Well, why did he sign the omnibus bill? It's the same thing. The base needs to hold his feet to the fire. We've done it before with Syria, where that was a mistake, and then they backtracked from it. It hasn't happened since. So don't give them that inch in the first place. That's one thing we can do, put pressure on Trump. But also,
absolutely.
Don't interrupt the enemy when it's making a mistake. They're making a huge mistake right now. Let's give them a platform to keep saying the same thing, because it's working against their favor politically right now and in the polls.
That's right. Trump is a populist, a free market, classic America, but really kind of a libertarian liberal. He was anti-war. He is kind of a liberal, but in a good way. And so his wife and his daughters are telling him to do the gun control, and it's horrible advice, Trump. It's terrible advice. All right, I'm sorry the other callers. We're out of time. Paul's taking over. Chris and everybody else, we love you. Put them all on hold. Give them a free T-shirt, whatever they want. They're awesome. InfoWarsStore.com. Great job to the crew, by the way. And the war room's coming up in 45 minutes. But first, Paul Joseph Watson. Spread the live links right now. We're changing.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
There are so very many things, so many steps to take. Like right now, sign our petition. It takes 2 seconds, and it matters. We will take the big, and we will take the small, but we will keep fighting. When they give us that inch, that bump stock ban, we will take a mile. We are not here for breadcrumbs. We are here for real change.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back live. Mike Cernovich is here. Your phone call's coming up next segment. I'm going to get into Russia with him as well and what Trump's up to, what his information is on what's happening inside the Trump administration. But you were getting into the incredible persecution of conservatives, libertarians, of just nationalists, of just free speech activists. You're a lawyer in your own right. I know you've looked over some of the lawsuits against us, and I'm not just putting a good face on it. These will cost money. We've got to beat them. But my lawyers tell me, some of the top guys in the country, defamation-wise, they say, we've never seen suits like these. These are defamatory themselves, but it's defamation protected by court because it's in a lawsuit. And, again, they even say, Jones says that you know they were connected to the FBI, that Umar Mateen was. Well, that was in the news then. It's in the news now. So it's just next level, this intimidation and where they're going. And it makes me ask, what's the next step just in the violent rhetoric? And where are the Republicans? Where is Trump? It's just crazy.
Well, I mean, the next step is for us to be assassinated. I mean, there's no nice way to put it. We all know that the Family Research Council shooting happened in 2013. A man, Floyd Lee Corkins, went on to the SPLC target list website. He went in to murder as many people. This is what he said. He said, I want to kill as many people, he said. He said he wanted to kill as many people as possible. And he said this to the FBI. And the only reason he was stopped was by a good guy with a gun. So the SPLC has actually directly in ways that you and I never have, even though the fake news wants to say otherwise, directly inside in a mass shooter. Media doesn't care. They don't talk about that. They don't report that. Instead, they'll dox 4 young Jewish women because they don't like the mom, Pamela Geller. So that's the thing.
The left's always been dirty and bad worldwide. And I thought that maybe they were nicer here. But really, it's just time in the phase for them to go into the red terror.
Yeah, every day that I wake up is for me a relief that I haven't been murdered or targeted because I have been targeted for assassination. Of course, there's no question. The Family Research Council happened. I mean, if somebody said they went on our website and they clicked on a target list and they went to commit a shooting, oh my God!
Because they called it a targeting list for those that don't know.
Yeah. So the SPLC literally has a target list, and then a man goes on a mass shooting. The SPLC has never apologized to the victims. They have not disavowed that shooting. They try to pretend it doesn't happen, and the media is complicit. There are maybe 4 or 5 articles tops on it, and they bury the lead about how that was a direct incitement by the Southern Poverty Law Center.
And now the Southern Poverty Law Center had 10,000 people hired by YouTube and Google to censor us. What do you make of that whole purge that's still ongoing?
Well, my YouTube channel, I was gaining 1,500 new subscribers a day. My videos were doing 20,000 views a day. And now I actually hardly even do much on YouTube because my videos are doing like 1,500 views, 2,000 views because the SPLC has unsubscribed people and gutted my YouTube channel. They've already taken over.
Oh, that's the thing. Our YouTube channel was at over 2 billion. It's now reversed to 1.5, and almost no one is getting our videos, and they're all being unsubscribed. So they've got to go keep subscribing every day.
Yeah, I actually, this was last week. I have 66,000 subscribers even after the unsubscribes. I had 3 live viewers, Alex, when I did a live stream.
No, I saw you link to that and show it. That's impossible. They're not even, that means 3 people had to be on your YouTube page to see it. That's called shadow banning. That you were not able to hit any of the subscribers.
Yeah, and it's interesting, and then I'll point that out, and then suddenly, like, the next day, then I'll get a couple hundred or something, and then, you know, because they think that we're going to forget about it and not pay attention, right? So three live viewers on a 66,000 subscriber channel, it just doesn't really add up. So what they're doing is they're trying to play a PSYOP.
We're banned from our main channel from streaming still, so at least you get your 3. I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's here, folks. It's here, and it's the so-called left, the champions of speech, that are doing it.
Yeah, I actually unpublished every YouTube video that I had ever done because what they'd done is they went back to someone's channel. He was actually Wayne Dupree, African-American, very powerful man, powerful voice. They found a video from 4 years ago. So they're going through every video and watching every video with a fine-tooth comb. And if you say one wrong word or one foul language or – you know, there's a word that begins with C that was common during the election. They've decided now that if you say anything like that, even 4 years ago, they'll ban you or they'll, you know, they'll suspend it. So that's where we are, Alex. That's why I told
you. So let me ask you this, because I'm asking a lot of questions. What's on your radar? What's next? How'd the big gun grab march go yesterday? I know you made the point. Where are the Republicans and the funding? I mean, this is the real fight. This is bigger than the election 2016. People better understand that.
Yeah, it was a highly successful march, and the left has shown that they can mobilize and organize and bus people in less than a month. So if the Democrats can get 800,000 people out into Washington, D.C. alone, and they can have coordinated marches all throughout the country, that shows that they can bus people in. There is going to be a major blue wave in November. There's no question about it. The Republicans don't want to win. Trump went on stage with Charlie Kirk and said, oh, Antifa, is it really a big deal? You know, they just get too much attention, despite the fact that multiple Trump supporters have been assaulted and almost murdered. And in fact, that there's a pending criminal case in New York where an Antifa terrorist attempted to murder. He's charged with mob action and was trying to strangle a Trump supporter.
Oh, no, I saw Trump in that interview that he did. And it was on Fox last Friday, and I'm not trying to attack Trump, but it's true. They go, you know, they really attack us on campus, and we're being shut down nationwide, our 20,000 campus groups. Trump goes, yeah, but you're still really popular. The left, nobody really agrees with them. And the guest host is like, no, they're attacking us and shutting us down. He's there telling the president, we're under attack. We need federal funding to be pulled from these universities. These universities are out of control, saying no whites on the weekend, no whites on the commons, and it's weird white teachers leading this classic racism crap. I mean, Trump, have they compromised him? Because I got to be honest here. He's still done a lot of great things, but man, I mean, he is starting to really slide. What in the hell is going on, Mike?
Well, I'll tell you the truth that nobody really wants to hear, and it's cost me thousands of followers, and I'm fine with that. So I don't want anybody to blame you for what I'm about to say, but I'll just tell you the truth. If Alec Baldwin makes fun of Donald Trump on Saturday Night Live, Trump will tweet about it. If a Trump supporter in a Trump hat is knocked unconscious, Trump says it's no big deal. I just don't see him caring about the Patriots who are on the front lines really making things happen.
But does he know how much those people love him and how important they are? Because I know for a fact he does. I think he's in a bubble and doesn't know.
Well, I'm only going to apologize for him for so much.
I hear you. Well, you know what? Because it's fair to do. Let's look at the negative of Trump when we come back and they go to phone calls. Because what I've been told is you got to get on his butt, and us just blindly supporting him makes you go to sleep. So let's go after Trump when we come back.
Introducing Cellforce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, we're going to your phone calls here in a few minutes. Mike Cernovich is our guest, but I'm very thankful for President Trump. I like the things he's done on NAFTA and GATT, the TPP and tariffs on China, and the $4 trillion the stock market, the 2 million new jobs. I'm not going to go through that all. It'll take a long time. But markedly, in the last month, I've seen some big changes. But the big one, isn't even that omnibus, because he got handed that by Congress. That would stall the whole government. It's big pork barrel. I'm not saying I absolve him, but I understand why he did it. Because he's a cheesy Star Trek. It's like the Kobayashi Maru. Saw an article where it's like there's no good choice. Probably the least but I get the principal choice still shut the government down, but they would have blamed him. But now Russia vows revenge. The U.S. only understands force. That's a Kit Daniels article breaking it down. Kicking all these diplomats out, calling them spies, no proof, saying these people got nerve gassed by Russia over in the U.K. Meanwhile, China flies bombers and fighters near Taiwan, threatens attacks against our ships. That's Reuters. Meanwhile, we've got the big news here being reported that even the FCC is talking about how the communist Chinese have infiltrated the companies inside the United States that control through one central system all of our phones and all the phone number indexes. That's just one example. Overhaul of U.S. telecommunications database sparks fear of catastrophic failure. That's not a free beacon, but you've got to read all the way on page 3 how is Chinese engineers infiltrating and getting the database. Now, I'm not on some China bashing thing, even though they're the biggest mass murderers in history. It's just that Trump's not going after the vaccines now, even though it hurt Barron. Trump is, he's only turned a certain amount, but if he stays on that course, it's pretty soon he'll be back to Hillary Clinton. And they're out to get him, and it's his supporters fighting hard and under attack, and the bullying and all of it. He needs to fire up and get more aggressive. He needs to be exposing election fraud in the states. He needs to be out there. Meanwhile, the Democrats are full steam ahead. And the more he rolls over to them, the worse they get. And so, again, I think Trump looks at mainstream media too much. I think the old Republican leadership does. They don't matter. I go out there in the country, and the young people, the Hispanic folks, the black folks, the white folks, they don't know who these senators and congressmen are. They know who I am. They know who Steven Crowder is, who's just exploding, by the way. Paul Watson, Mike Cernovich. They know who Jack Posobiec is. They know who my son is. That's who's popular. I'll be sitting there, again, with famous people and who are national TV hosts. No one knows who they are. They know who I am. And I'm not bragging. It's just Trump 71. He's dialed into mainstream news. And what Mike Cernovich said about he's obsessed with what Alec Baldwin does on stupid programs like Saturday Night Live. Instead of when his people rally by the thousands and get physically attacked, that's the meat and potatoes. That's the issues. Instead, he thinks he'll virtue signal with Melania and go, good job, kids, protesting for safety. As if he's going to neutralize it. No, they're calling for his head. They're run by savage political operatives and get programmed and get a talking point sheet on record. They're not going to listen to you being nice to them. So, Mike Cernovich, what in Hades, before we go to Jeremy, Rick, and everybody else who I promise I'm going to go to, what do you think is really going on with Trump?
Well, you nailed it. It isn't that Trump doesn't care. It's that he is still in that old media bubble, and he doesn't actually know who matters and who is influential. There's a reason that these groups are going after you and not Fox News. There's a reason that they want to destroy you. It is, again, you and I have talked about it. I wrote this article. It bothered people. I was kind of like, what it's like being famous. And people go, oh, you're full of yourself. I'm like, no, actually, I want to be less famous. I'm actually trying to keep a lower profile. But we're more recognizable than almost anybody that you see on the so-called news. People are talking about the Stormy Daniels ratings. Well, when I went on 60 Minutes, 15 million people tuned in to watch, the most since Michelle and Barack Obama had done their special. I was the biggest ratings draw 60 Minutes had, other than Barack Obama, the inauguration.
And Pele lost his job after it.
He was, because they realized that, and that's why they won't debate us. They realize that the truth is on our side.
Look around to Megyn Kelly. She totally botched it. She lost that show right after the interview.
Exactly. And Trump was obsessed with Megyn Kelly for years, even though he didn't realize she was a paper tiger. These people are paper tigers who frame us and they lie to us. And if we don't let them lie about us and we actually say, no, actually, what you're bringing up isn't true. Here's what's actually really true. Oh, so, you know, you're actually.
Goes, you said Hillary fell down. He goes, yeah, because she did. And he goes, but the campaign says she's fine. And he goes, the campaign's a bunch of liars. And they thought that was a gotcha moment, but it blew up. That shows how delusional they are. So in a way, just like mainstream media doesn't get it, Trump gets it because he's like a throwback to McCarthyism and stuff in a good way. But that's only his instincts. When he doesn't follow him, he's in the crap house. He's just like mainstream media. He's just like old people. He still doesn't get it.
He doesn't understand new media at all. He has great. Here's a great example that I use, which is why has Trump given multiple exclusive interviews to the New York Times, but he's never sat down with Bill Mitchell, who, you know, you're a controversial guy. I'm a controversial guy, even though the media lies about us. Like, I understand.
But Mitchell is very well spoken, looks great, right down the line, the perfect kind of guy to be in the Trump administration. No.
Right. Trump could just give the guy an interview and completely change Bill Mitchell's business overnight.
Bill Mitchell would get 10 times bigger, and that'd be nothing but good for Trump.
Exactly. And Trump doesn't care about Bill Mitchell. Bill Mitchell's on there, you know, Trump cheerleader, leads the Trump cheerleading squad. Trump doesn't care. Trump doesn't say, you know what, Bill, you're a great guy. I want to do an interview with you, somebody who actually likes
you. Could you imagine Bill Mitchell as press secretary? I mean, he's good on every topic.
Exactly. So even if that's not an administration job, there's no reason Trump can't sit down with him. That's new media. Sit down with Bill Mitchell. Give Bill Mitchell that 1 hour exclusive interview. You know, but they don't want to do that. Bannon went on 60 Minutes. I told Bannon, I said, Bannon, you need to try to go on the Joe Rogan podcast or Dave Rubin or something during the Don Jr. stuff. And I said, you should go on Alex Jones and do new media. Bannon didn't get it either. So
they think like you get on the establishment, you've arrived. No. The few times I get on these big things, the audience doesn't even like it. Unless you totally overthrow the tables like I did on Piers Morgan. It's a joke. If I go on one little Christian station in Alabama and plug my videos, I would sell 1,000 copies. I'd go on CNN and plug it and sell none. There's zombies watching. It's background noise. It's elevator music. People are not listening.
Well, yeah, and actually NBC wanted to do a big interview with me, and I told the guy who seemed like a nice guy, I go, look, man, no offense, but I'm just bored with people coming in and trying to bring up irrelevant stuff because it doesn't move the needle for me. Being on NBC, for me, just doesn't move the needle at all. 60 Minutes, I didn't sell any books, Alex. 15 million people watched. I sold zero books. None at all. So I'm thinking, my God, I went on HBO Vice. They spent 13 hours with me. 13 hours. I didn't sell one book of Guerrilla Mindset from that video. But when I come on your show and I talk about how Guerrilla Mindset has over 1,000 reviews on Amazon, and I'll sell 100 just like that. People go, oh, wow, over 1,000 reviews on Amazon. Like almost no.
Because we have an awake, active audience. It's a totally different world. And that's right. Why they hate InfoWars. Not because of me. It's because of all the guests and that we're awake and we have an audience that's awake. That's why I keep telling the audience, you're the secret. Stop telling me how great I am. They see InfoWars and other outlets like ours and yours as focal points of awake people. And that's what they want to shut down, is that we're able to come together and realize we're not alone.
Well, and they hate the liberals, too. They hate Dave Rubin. Dave Rubin's channel is constantly under attack. They hate Joe Rogan because Joe Rogan is talking about Seth Rich and saying, man, this is really weird. The problem is Joe is so popular right now. That's why I worry about him. I think they might frame him for something. Joe's so popular that they can't go after him the way they've gone after the Rubin report. So Dave Rubin is a liberal. Jordan Peterson is a liberal. So even if you're a liberal, if you're waking people up and getting people to think for themselves and not be zombies, they're going to target you. So it isn't even a war on conservatives per se.
It's a war on independence. It's a war on independence. We'll be back.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie. No man is obsolete.
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect. An ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream, and the state has no use for your kind.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we got phones loaded with great people, great comments about the gun grabbing, about Trump on Russia, you name it. Mike Cernovich is our guest. Mike, you were getting to a point where we hit break. Finish up with that. And then I was getting into Russia, how the more he expands operations against Russia, the more they say, oh, look, you're just backing off, you know, get us off your back. And then it's just made up. I'm not in love with Russia. Communist China is so in control of our country at so many levels. I just wish Americans realized how perilous the situation was. So please continue.
Yeah, the Trump is not a bad person. The issue is he surrounded himself with really dumb advisors. I don't know, for example, if you saw this GOP ad. I don't want to single it out too much because it's a good kid, a high school kid. But the GOP goes, oh, this kid is going to use his tax cut to pay for college. And the answer is like, well, no, the college is too expensive to do that. And two, tax cuts aren't how you get the youth vote. But if you're the GOP, that's what they think. Oh, tax cuts. They don't realize, no, college kids can't write Trump in chalk on the sidewalk without facing death threats. That's what matters to
the issue is the free speech. The issue is the authoritarian left. The issue is that they're out of control. But the old elites are so used to living in freedom, they have no idea we've got a giant Bolsheviks infection.
Exactly.
Our leg is rotting off with green pus coming out, and the Republican establishment's playing golf.
Yeah, you wear a Trump hat on a college campus, they'll kick you out of class. There was a student kicked out of class for claiming that there were only two genders, even though that was the topic of the discussion for debate. There's nothing from this from the Republicans. There's nothing from this from Trump. So the issue is that Trump has buffoons all around him, GOP stooges. His number one advisor is now a guy by the name of Johnny DeStefano, whose previous job was driving John Boehner to spray tans. That's who he has. That's kind of the running inside joke is how Johnny DeStefano, whose last job was taking John Boehner to a spray tan appointment, how does that become Trump's chief advisor? Well, it really does say it all. So these people are telling Trump, and this is why I threw a big fit about the omnibus bill. People go, Cernovich, you're fair weather, you're this. And I go, well, first of all, I'm not fair weather or anything. I don't work for the GOP. I don't work for Trump. I work for the people. And my job is that when you turn into a Mike Cernovich transmission, you don't know what you're going to get because you know that I always bring the fire. So what I told people, though, is if you supported Trump signing the omnibus bill, Johnny DeStefano and all these other advisors are going to say, see, Don, you know, we told you that this was no big deal. Your base wouldn't care. And then Trump will say, oh, yeah, you guys are real smart. You guys are real right.
And then they get more. No, understand, if we don't stay on Trump, he will get influenced by the people around him.
Exactly. So when we push back and then that gets on Fox News, Trump goes, well, whoa, wait a minute. You guys told me this was a good idea. You guys told me the people weren't going to care, and they do care. So that's why we have to raise holy heck whenever Trump does something like the omnibus bill. But likewise, we don't want to be negative. And when he does great things, and he's done many amazing things.
Sure, all the stuff he was planning for 20 years. China, the economy, all this he's doing is that's what he believes in. But the problem is he only watches basically Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, as you said, the New York Times. They try to keep InfoWars, your material away from him. And so that's why this is happening. We've come so far. I want to go to some phone calls here, but what about the Russia situation? I mean, that is really dangerous because there's no evidence Russia nerve gassed these people. And now we're just barreling towards war.
Yeah, well, they've always wanted World War III, and it looks like we're now going to have a proxy war in Syria, and it'll be the U.S., Saudi Arabia, and Israel. I don't know if you saw this, but there are things that you can watch that if you're woke, you know what is happening. So there was a bunch of news footage of Saudi anti-airstrike missiles shooting so-called Iranian missiles, and then that went viral. And you're like, well, wait a minute. Why is that clip going viral? So we'll talk about the Trump-Russian diplomats, but something important yesterday happened that all woke people noticed is whenever you're starting to see a new messaging, you're like, oh, wait a minute. They got their talking points now from the deep state.
Oh, that's how so I mean, they still attack us with stuff that Podesta wrote 2 years ago. You know, gay frogs, nobody died at Newtown. All exactly. So you see the new talking points coming out that Saudi Arabia is going to help in Syria. Saudi Arabia's got weapons to fight Iran if Iran attacks them. It's the idea that Iran's getting ready to attack.
Exactly. So you're now seeing these great viral videos, and I retweeted one of the videos yesterday. They go, the Houthi rebels in Yemen backed by Iran. So you're like, wait a minute. Now that they're doing this brilliant propaganda – because they're going to propagandize us into war. So war is coming. The movie is turning dark, and it's going to be there was even an article is Saudi Arabia opened up planes to Israeli airspace for the first time. So now the Saudis and the Israelis and the United States.
And then the Saudis are secretly meeting with Israel every day in Cairo. Exactly. And so they know how to put pressure on Trump. A lot of wild stuff behind the scenes, getting him all confused, telling me the war's coming. He's got to defend America. Get it all rolling. And they go, sir, this will get us out of the Russia thing, even though it's not true. Be hardline with Russia, which is in Syria, and then get with Saudi Arabia, and the whole thing unfolds.
Yeah, so we're headed towards World War III. I've told people that you're crazy if you're not stocking up survival food, survival water, Nacian iodine. I have it. I use the InfoWars iodine. People go, what supplements do you take? And I go, I take like 50 different supplements, and I do take the iodine because we have to realize that it's coming. And I'm not a doomsday person. When people watch me, if anything, they're like, why aren't you freaking out more? This is a bigger deal than you make it out to be. But people have to have canned foods or survival foods or stuff.
Well, I was about to say, even mainstream news admits that the billionaires are fleeing to New Zealand. They built the bases years ago. Now they're leaving. That's in the news. The jets are leaving. They're saying, we're gone. What are they thinking?
All this travel from Argentina to Antarctica. Right. What's going on there in Antarctica? There's all this travel and all of a sudden this newfound interest. What's going on? So when you watch the news, you're like, well, wait a minute. The news is now telling us that we should like Saudi Arabia, even though they sponsored 9/11. We just did arms deal now with the Saudis. I think 1 billion Saudis are going to get nuclear technology. Oh, the Saudis like Israel. Now they're going to let Israel for the first time use their airspace. Oh, and the Saudis are shooting down missiles by rebels in Yemeni, given them by Iran. So anybody intelligent sees the table is being set for World War III.
Well, I got to tell you, it's an incredible time to be alive, and we got the left and the globalists trying to shut down free speech, trying to take our Second Amendment. World War III, Iran vows to obliterate Israel in 25 years as Middle East tensions escalate. It's all insane. You know, I promise to go to all these calls. We'll go to break. I'll go to Jeremy, I promise, and a few others, and I'll try to go some into the next guest that's coming on to guest host with us, Gerald Celente, always informative, but a few more minutes with Mike Cernovich. Just briefly, we got to pray. We got to be involved. We got to reach out to the White House. You've got a call talk radio. You know, they hate InfoWars as we can force a story out that then gets picked up by the rest of talk radio and then Fox News. And so get these issues out. However you see them, however you take what we've said, make up your own mind. Because we're not giving you talking points. We're just having a discussion. And let's raise this alarm about World War III, about a new Cold War with Christian Russia, about the police state here at home, about the attack on free speech, about the gun grabbers, about George Soros. And just realize that most of us can't afford a bunker or to run to New Zealand. I know I can. So please, let's pray for peace, and let's pray for a great awakening. Briefly, before we go to break, come back in a few more minutes with Mike Cernovich and calls. We sell products here to fund our operation, and we have the great nootropic Brain Force, which is about to sell out in the next few days, but I'm going ahead doing 50% off because more comes in 2 weeks. $19.95. Other leading nootropics are like $50-$60 that are a similar formula. This is really high quality stuff. Normally at $39, it's a good deal. $19.95, it's unprecedented. InfoWarsStore.com, BrainForce Plus. Sign up for auto ship an additional 10% off. It becomes a loss leader then. Cancel anytime. And we have the real red pill. That's the preglinone, the healthy precursor to all hormones that gets low in most people. Then it helps your body produce your regular hormones. And it's got a special formula that goes with it to help boost all that. That's 50% off. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. So again, this is an incredible time to be alive. I personally think we're going to make it out of this with God's grace, but we got to be focused and involved. We'll be back in just 2 minutes with your phone calls. Stay with us.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further.
Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.